Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Good.
I'm excellent. What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. I've had an interesting day. I'm all up and down on
it. Yeah, you've had a lot of coffee. How See, many cups?
I've had five cups today of coffee. Well, seeing that I've quit smoking, I can't get into the habit of, like, replacing the cigarettes with other bad things like caffeine.
Why don't you get decaf?
Caffeine's better than other things. I'm actually okay with it.
Or tea, maybe. Tea's lower in caffeine.
Yeah, I need to stop. I've had too
Do
many
Do you like
coffees
a,
today.
A cup of tea?
I do actually like a cup of tea.
Never you seen you have
it.
One.
Oh, I do like it occasionally. Do you know what? Beautiful Dilma tea.
Yeah.
Two sugars and milk.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Dip some Vegemite toast in there. Beautiful.
I actually haven't seen a Dilma ad in so
that.
Long.
I'm not. I never. Have you? Who's dipping toast in their tea?
Well, everyone does it. It's Australian to do.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Jade and I have agreed for once today.
It's true. It's a very Aussie thing to
Are
do.
Are you serious? I've never heard of anyone dipping
Why would
toast
I make
tea.
That up for?
It's well,
nice
sounds
fresh
gross.
White bread crevo, freshly toasted, butter, Vegemite. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Nice. Wouldn't it make the tea salty?
No.
A Vegemite or a butter trust drips
me.
In there?
Sounds disgusting. Is delicious.
Okay. it sounds gross.
I've just headed over to the iCanQuit.com.au website.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been using that?
There?
No, I haven't, actually.
Okay, first time.
You should, because I'd have tips for you.
This is how you do your
Jade's
job.
Desperate for me to either start smoking or get some professional tips. So I wanted to go through some of the withdrawal symptoms
and see what
they match up to my moods.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Okay, let me just get my little buzzer up here. Good, good.
Okay,
okay.
It's
here
working.
Are some common symptoms: anger, irritability, and frustration.
You have all of those.
All three.
Okay,
all three.
Yep. Anxiety, feeling nervous and tense.
Tense, I think.
Anxiety, feeling
tense.
You don't
in your
have
shoulders.
Anxiety.
Maybe just tense.
Tense.
Everything else.
Oh, those
fine.
Two are still to come.
A depressed mood.
Have you had that?
No, not really.
I'd say no.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
think
a
you've
no.
had that.
Difficulty concentrating and feeling confused.
Yes.
Where
There's been like multiple conversations over the last week where we're talking about something and then you're suddenly focused on like something over there in the other room or whatever.
Yeah,
off with the fairies.
Impatience and restlessness.
Yes,
two for that one.
Yes, you know what? I reckon the caffeine adds to that. If you have a lot of coffees, you get the impatience.
Insomnia and waking up at night.
Have you had that?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
You said you have been waking up a little bit.
Some smokers have reported these other symptoms when quitting, which include constipation.
Have you had that?
No constipation.
Oh, that's good.
Coughing and flu symptoms. A little bit.
At the start, but not anymore.
Yeah.
Dizziness.
No.
Increased dreaming and nightmares.
Have you had that?
Yeah, you have been dreaming.
Yes.
I like it how Jade knows a lot
because
of the answers.
I'm with Maddie all the time.
That's true.
All the time.
If you're like quitting at the moment, here's a tip. Remember, nicotine withdrawal symptoms usually peak after a few days of quitting smoking, but generally only last about 10 to 14 days. So that just means in a couple of weeks, you'll be on your way to living smoke-free.
Go you.
You're on the tail end because this is
Well,
it's
I had
just past two
like,
weeks.
Drunk smokes right. On the weekend, but only two. So, yeah, two cigarettes in over 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
So, probably another week and you'll be really at the tail end of it, I reckon.
I think so.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty strong.
Like, which is, you know, if you imagine it as like you're sort of two-thirds of the way through now.
You know what's interesting?
What?
Jade, last night FaceTimed me.
Yeah.
Hitting the bottle hard.
No.
On the sparkling moscato.
I knocked a glass of wine over and because Maddie saw me pour a drink and then I sipped a bit and then I accidentally dropped it. And then I had to pour myself another one like instantly. And Maddie's like, shit, you're hitting the booze hard. I'm like, no, I just knocked a glass over.
Do you drink a moscato a night, do you reckon? Like a bottle a night?
I have been lately. I don't know if that's
a bottle a night.
No, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't drink a bottle a night.
That's
not at
really
all.
Really alcoholic level.
Yeah, it is. Can
if
be.
You have like a bottle of wine.
Oh, well, in my mind it is, but that's because I'm not a big drinker.
It's what is that, 5 standard drinks?
Do you drink every day, Crevo?
No.
So you're not having wine every night?
No.
Depends on how I feel.
How many days per week are you drinking?
Twice?
3, probably.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll have one drink midweek or something, but not usually. Yeah. Like I was, I sort of felt like one the
other night. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Because it had the fire going. I was like, oh, maybe
beautiful,
a whiskey
nice
or something.
Whiskey or red.
Yeah, but then I just didn't. I just had a water. I don't know. Good. Yeah. Willpower. Usually 3 days a week. That's enough for me.
Very good.
Yeah.
When's the last time you brought like a bottle of pink Moscato and sipped on that on a Tuesday night?
Probably never. Not a Moscato.
Creepy, you're a bit of a snob with your grog, aren't you? What's the cheapest alcohol you've brought like off your own choice?
Like my own beer that I make.
Oh, like have you gone to the shops and brought like cask wine or?
Oh, like back in uni days?
Yeah.
I remember.
Have you always been a food snob?
No. First week of uni, I bought like this is a terrible and ridiculous, a beer called Light Ice. Do you know what that beer is?
Nah.
Is it like $30 a case?
Less.
Really? Well, there's
but
a beer that's really
cheap.
Can you
still
get
it?
It's not full strength. I think you can. Google
Light
it.
Light Ice Beer.
And I think it's LITE as well.
Oh, no.
That is awful. Very, very little flavour, very low alcohol, nothing good about it.
Do you know, there's a cheap beer that a guy I used to work with buys all the time.
Yeah, what's
it called? Oh, yes, it's called Hammer and Tongs.
Oh, that's awful. I've tried that. I've bought that as well in uni days. And there's another one in the same vein called...
Tongue?
No.
Ton?
Rivet.
Oh, yes. The Rivet beer. I've heard of this.
That's awful as well.
So for a case of 30 Hammer and Tong cans,
$36. Oh, you can't beat the price. You can beat the flavour with pretty much anything else.
Man, do you know what? Looking at the reviews on liquorland.com.au, 5 stars.
Yeah, that's because the people that buy it love the price. They're not doing it on flavour, I can
tell
you.
See, I'm
not
a beer drinker. As much as I'd love to because it would be a lot cheaper, it's never happening.
I don't think you can get cheaper than your Moscato.
No.
This Hammer and Tong beer, here we go. 5 stars. Big Al says, surprisingly good. I've brought H&T on and off for a long time. It's a draft beer and has a great taste, especially when icy cold. Buy it. Be wonderfully delighted.
I doubt it. Does that person work for... Is that person's name Liquor no. Land?
Great working class beer. Great taste, great price, the way it should be. Good on you, Liquor Land. Keep it up. And that was from Liquor Land. No, Kevin said that.
Good on you, Kev,
anyway,
mate.
We're going to pick up a plant. Jade's buying a... What are you buying? Some staghorns.
Yeah, I'm buying a staghorn. Very excited because I've been on the search for one for a while at a good price. So I found it on Marketplace and I'm pumped.
Yep.
Oh, well, that'll be fun.
Yeah,
you enjoy
we were
that.
To go yesterday, but...
yesterday was a big day. I needed a rest yesterday. So... Got that in.
Well, enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, enjoy. Have a beer, whatever you're into.
Hammer and Tong.
It's an
isn't that a word for like rooting? No. They went hammer and tong.
No, it means
never
like
heard
mean,
that.
That's a. You,
I get what you're thinking of though.
There is a phrase that he goes at it hammer and tongs. That means going at it really hard.
Like yeah,
hard
like
work.
Oh, you got a big hammer, mate.
Oh, here we go. Urban Dictionary: hammer and tong. Aussie slang meaning to go hard at something, put all your effort and power into it.
There you go.
Comes from the days when blacksmiths would hold flaming metal with tongs and bash it into shape.
Going at it hammer and tong.
Blacksmiths would have been a tough job back in the day to have, hey?
Yeah. Now it's...
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, go.
A phrase that is used when someone is exerting their full effort at a given activity, usually of a sexual nature. Example, I walked into Jethro's room last night and he was going hammer and tongs on some bush pigeon picked up. I love Urban Dictionary, isn't it? Great. If only we could do a radio segment.
Yeah, they'll never allow that.
I came home early from work yesterday only to find my flatmate going hammer and tongs on himself in the living room.
Well, that's a whole nother thing, isn't it?
Enjoy the podcast.
See ya.
Bye.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning.
Welcome. What's happening?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday's here. We were just saying, God, it's been a bit of a slow week.
Man, it's been dragging.
You know what it is? The weather. That cold
so
snap just like made everyone just want to hibernate. And it's amazing how the weather can just slow down time.
You know what my life has been this week? Literally. I've been like napping for 4 or 5 hours of an afternoon again.
Yeah,
so
I
it's
did
like
that yesterday.
Work, go home, eat, sleep, get up, eat, go back to bed, come to work.
Yeah.
That's very boring.
Yeah, that'll feel draining, I reckon.
No, I needed that. I did that yesterday. It's funny.
You do that every day as well. Please.
I'm a big believer in, when I take a nap, right, I don't set an alarm. I turn my phone on silent, and then I figure my body will just wake up when it's done, you know what I mean? Your body will tell you when time's over.
When time is over.
You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
There's something to aspire to, kids. Not till time is over.
Wouldn't you be worried that you'll wake up, like, in today?
No, because I feel that my body tells me when it obviously it knows how much rest it needs. Like, if it only needed an hour, I'd wake up after an hour.
Wow.
Like, because your body will sleep to the point where I think it knows, it needs it, yeah.
That's
the better words,
interesting theory you've got there.
Well, I used to do it in Dubai. Okay, real quick. Sorry, now you got
more
me.
Sleep talk.
No, dead set. So when I was an air hostess, I actually would never close my blinds. So I might come off a 1 a.m. flight. I'd go to bed at 2 p.m., 2 a.m., say an hour later. I'd leave the curtains open and I'd sleep. And if, you know, with the windows open. So it would like adjust my sleeping.
Cool.
I don't know.
The opener's running out.
I just give it a go, everyone. Yeah. It might work for you. I don't know.
Yeah. Excellent. Good tip.
Random.
How's that weather today? Eh?
Oh, Jesus. Hey,
lads versus lasses up next, Jade. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. Lads are winning at the moment still, right?
Oh, they are ahead and I'm sick of it. Yes. So, lasses, if you would like to get one up on the men this morning, all men actually in the world, 13:10:09. We can do it, and there is a family pass up for grabs to the Seagulls versus Knights next weekend.
Yeah, so exciting. If you want those tickets right now, 13:10:09.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
It is our ultimate battle of the sexes game, and we have a family pass for the Manly Seagulls taking on our wonderful Knights at McDonald Jones Stadium next weekend. If you want to get hands on it, 13:10:09, you just have to win.
Yeah,
this
we
morning.
Still need a lass.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, girls, let's hop in. To it.
All right, let's get into it. Let's meet our lad this morning, guys. His name is Joel. He's out at Cessnock, 29 years old. He's an operations supervisor. Recently went back to uni to study forensic science.
Oh, wow.
He's cool. Having a baby due in July. Hey, Joel, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Good, yourself?
Hey, Joel. Congratulations on your, you're soon to be baby in July.
Thank you.
That's okay. You having a boy or a girl?
A little girl.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, do you have names picked out?
Oh, we've got a few. We're just sort of waiting to see when she comes out what seems appropriate, I guess.
Yeah, best way to do it, I reckon. Forensic science, what made you want to go into that field?
I've been into it for a long time. I did my undergraduate in chemistry and forensics.
Have you been watching too much
NCIS?
Crime shows?
I did used to watch a lot of those as a kid, but no, I'm just really into science and what happened.
How cool.
Yeah, no, good That's on awesome, you. Man. Fascinating.
All right, let's get into the questions, mate. You need, of course, all three right for an instant win. Here we go. Question number one. Who starred opposite Lindsay Lohan in the movie Freaky Friday?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
One on the board. Good job.
We thought that was going to stump you.
Question number two. Which long-running talk show host announced she was quitting her show next year after 19 years?
No idea.
Ellen DeGeneres. Gone. Are you a big Ellen fan?
Obviously not.
No? All right, here we go. Question three. The company Sally Hansen is most famous for making what? Multiple choice. Is it A, adult toys, B, lip gloss, or C, luxury toilet paper?
Lip gloss?
Yeah.
Yeah, two out of three. Good job there. Not bad. Hold the line for us. We do have a last now, guys. She needs all three right to win.
Instant win.
Or two for a tiebreaker coin toss. Creeper.
All right, it's time to meet Abby. She's 36 years of age, from Adamstown Heights, and is a nurse and works in operating theatre, and says Grey's Anatomy full of BS. totally false, is it? Everything they do?
Yeah, most of it.
Oh, how disappointing. So, does that mean you're not working with any hot doctors?
There's a couple, but usually all married.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? I had to control myself because Ben and I, we actually went to Gosford Hospital the other week because he's got an op coming up, and we had this really old doctor, and they've switched him to a young hottie, and I was like, woohoo, because Ben's like, and actually Ben said to me, Jade, he's like, I know you find doctors attractive. He's like, there'll be none of that business tonight, because he didn't want me fantasizing over the doctors while doing it with him.
Yeah. Are you into the scrubs as well? Jade finds them so sexy. The most unappealing outfit of all time, in my opinion.
I would have thought.
Do you, as a nurse, do you find doctors' scrubs attractive?
Some of them, yes.
If they wear it right, is
it? The stethoscope.
All right, here we go. Questions. Come on. No more doctor chat. Come on.
All right, question number one for you. The Triton is a ute made by which car company?
Is it Mitsubishi?
Sure is.
Good job.
One on the board. Which is a thicker building material? A sheet of colour bond flashing or a sheet of marine ply?
It would be marine ply.
That is correct, which means if we're either going to a coin toss, or if you get the next one right, you're an instant winner, all right?
Okay.
So no pressure, but actually there's pressure. all right. What is a block and tackle used for?
It would be fishing?
No, sorry.
No.
Which means...
coin toss.
It's time for a tiebreaker coin toss, guys. Let's do it.
Oh, my God. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, both two apiece. Of course, massive prize on offer for the winner. Four tickets to the Knights taken on the Sea Eagles. All right, let's do this. What do you want, heads or tails, Abby, this morning?
I'll go tails.
Let's flip that coin.
It's come up tails.
You win.
Yay. Well done.
You are a beast.
And he's lucky, Abby. Overall.
Good job. Hey, guys, coming up next... Very exciting. And Abby, whilst I've got you on the line here still, I want to ask you about this. You said you work in an operating theatre, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I've got a story coming up about a kid over in China, right, that's been admitted to hospital, had to have an operation to remove something from his urethra. Now, has this ever had happened to you? Like, do you work in that field, like where you've had to remove something awkward from somebody's body?
No, I have heard stories where things have had to be removed. But
it just fell over, right?
Mainly in emergency department at 2 a.m.
You won't. Tripped and fell. Did you?
You won't believe what this little kid stuck up his old fella.
Unbelievable.
Let me just tell you, I have to tell you, it's electrical wire.
What? What?
I'll tell you more details next. People are odd, right?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Morning, guys. I want to tell you about this story. I want you to stop. If you've got problems in life, once you hear this story, it'll put things into perspective for you, I think. Going over to Dongguan in South China, guys, a 13-year-old boy has undergone surgery to remove a 70-centimeter long electric wire.
Oh.
He inserted into his urethra after becoming curious about where urine came from.
I mean,
how old is this kid?
13.
13.
I don't know how that's going to tell you where it comes from, you know, but I guess he's just thinking, I don't know.
This just lies. Telling you guys about this story. So the wire became entangled in his bladder for over 3 months.
Whoa. 3 months.
During which the boy suffered from frequent, urgent and painful urination, sometimes even containing blood.
You know what? That's a boy who got curious, went down that road. He obviously liked it at the time and then's too embarrassed to tell his parents.
I don't think he liked it, Jade. I don't think it was like a weird...
I think so.
I think he was just exploring his body.
That would have hurt.
But it's
some people like that tingly feeling.
Jade, he's a kid. Do you know what?
It's 13.
Just a dumb thing.
Honestly, I think this thing happens more than you think. Like kids and just adults as well.
Google it.
Strange things into their body.
Yeah,
it was in there. I can't believe it was in there for 3 months. Now, according to the doctor, the electric wire was originally black, but after being in his body for a long time, the wire was covered with dirt and turned a greyish color. It would have further damaged the boy's urethra and bladder if it had stayed inside his body any longer. Experts said that kids normally grow curious about their sex organs from the age of 5 and parents should give proper sex education. I don't think it has anything to do with that. Just watch your kids. Wow.
No, apparently there's a community of people who engage in...
No, but this is a kid still, Jade.
Well, 13, you say that. We're naive, but the kids these days are having sex younger than
that. No. I'm looking at this story and I'm thinking, surely this is a fake story, but there's an x-ray here.
There's an x-ray.
Company in this story.
Oh, my God. I want to know how they got hold of the x-ray. Like, what kind of lackadaisical, you know, newspaper is able to access that?
That poor kid. Imagine that every time you get up to go take a leak, the pain and suffering he went through. That's so bad.
How long after as well?
Who just, like, yeah, well, it must have gotten so bad for the little bugger that they just...
He could have destroyed his internals there to the point where he would have been having to pee into a bag. Like those colostomy bags.
Now, there's one thing that at least the parents can't say to the doctor he fell on it. It is true. Yeah. That requires some technical precision.
Just saying. Commitment, though, right to the child. There. Like, to get it all the way up and tuck it in. Impressive.
Yeah, no, definitely not impressive. News time up next. Do you know what? Your life's not that bad, is it?
No. Doesn't matter what you've got going on.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
The Novos.
Good morning. What is that?
I don't know what that is in
our
is in
now.
What are they implying?
In that audio.
I'm not sure. Guys, I was looking on Reddit the other day, and there's this forum there where people ask if they're the one in the wrong sort of thing, right?
Mm.
And this story essentially is saying that this lady used to take her friend out, like they used to go out for coffee, for dinner, that sort of thing. But after the friend had like an operation and was off work for just a week or so, but because of that, they said, "Oh, I don't have much money to pay. Can you please pay for me?" And which was fine at the start, right? If your friend is doing it in a situation like that,
yeah.
But now they never want to pay for anything. So she said, "I've stopped inviting my friend because I reckon they never pay."
Well, some people are just tight asses, and I like that. It's like if you can get away with the shame of not like chipping in for a group meal or something, if you can get away with being that guy or girl, then you're living life to the large. This is getting around not paying for meals.
Well, it's not good though. So I don't know what I thought we could do here. 13:10:09. Do you have a friend that avoids paying all the time? Like, oh, I forgot my wallet is always a classic,
yeah.
Right?
I do. I have a friend, which I won't name, who's very wealthy. It always does this.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
It's actually so annoying. Like, you know, he earns, I reckon, if we're in a group setting, right?
Yeah.
All of my friends earn at least triple what I do.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them. And, like, they're, you know, not that that matters, but when you go out to dinner or whatever, like, they should just pay equal shares.
There's always equal share.
This one guy is drags the chain and has his little calculator out and he's like, yeah, well, I didn't technically have, you know, an equal
any
share of those
chips.
Oysters.
Oh,
like,
that's different,
it's
though.
Petty, petty.
No, I disagree. I'd be like that. If I didn't eat any of the oysters and I'm getting charged $60 onto my bill because you guys are late.
Well,
oysters.
I didn't
want to
say that,
pay?
But I'm talking about you.
It's triple, that sounds about right. But I got, like I said, 13-10-09, do you have a mate that avoids paying? Because there's always one in the friendship
How
group.
How do you handle it?
Well, that's a good question as well, you know. Do you leave them out of the invite?
No, I think you just got to raise it with them, wouldn't you? Like, I'd be more, because they'll start saying, why aren't you inviting me anymore?
Yeah.
Because you don't pay.
Ace of Base, The Sign, right now at New FM 13-10-09. Do you have a mate that avoids paying?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie,
and
Crevo.
13-10-09, we're asking you, do you have a mate that always avoids paying?
Yeah, I saw this on Reddit and I thought, oh, there's always one in every friendship group that's like either, you know, doesn't have quite the right money or is late to send it or avoids paying, and you just think, come on, just pay your share. You agreed to come to this meeting. Like, just pay your share.
I'll pay, yeah. I'm always for paying what I owe. I'm not one of these people that go out and want to split evenly.
Oh, split it evenly.
No, because I'm the smaller person. I don't eat and drink as much as other
people.
I have
a tiny mouth. I get it. But you still got to pay your own share. 100%.
Nothing is, I hate people that do this, Jade. Yeah. I don't hate you, but this is terrible.
Oh, no. It's okay.
You know, you go out with your friends, right? I always see a dinner as a shared experience.
Exactly.
Like drinks, you know, everyone, the entrees, the main meals, the desserts. I think you just, the easiest way is to split it evenly. And
exactly.
I mean, you know what? That's why you probably never get invited out anymore, Jay.
Probably. I actually don't want to be invited out. One of my friends, she makes bank she's a professional in Melbourne. Well, actually, she got to a point, like, when we lived at the Sunny Coast, she graduated uni, she started getting a good job.
Yeah.
And, like, I think she stopped inviting us girls who she used to work with at Myer and stuff because we weren't earning as much as her, and because she liked the finer things, she started spending more money and going to fancier restaurants.
I appreciate that. I'd rather not be invited.
Yeah.
If it's too fancy, but just, I don't know, pay your share. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Heath, hey, how are you?
Hello, Heath.
Oh, good day, how are you going?
Hey, morning, man.
Good, mate. Do you have a mate that avoids paying? Is it yourself, or what's the go here?
Mate of mine, I've been drinking with him for years and years. This bastard has never shouted not one beer. He's the sort of bloke, we went camping and he took two sausages and two slices of bread.
No. How long were you camping for?
Just the one night.
but still,
who does that?
Yeah, what a cheapskate. Are you still, obviously, you're still mates with him, or?
Yeah, of course I am.
Of course you are.
Do you know what, though?
Bless ya.
The person has to override that situation, right? Like, you're friends with somebody, you just accept that that's who they are.
That's part of who they are.
Have you ever brought it up with him out of curiosity? Have you ever, like, brought it up with him and said, stop being a cheapskate, like, buy me a beer?
But to him, that's not a problem. That's just him. Always been the same.
Wow. Mm,
terrible.
Lovable
cheapskate.
Cheapskate larrikin.
Ward, hey.
Oh, how you going?
Hey, yeah, hey, good Ward. What's happening, mate? Do you have a mate that's a bit of a stinge?
Yeah, we go out drinking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And what he tends to do is he waits till I get full And then he starts saying to me, oh, it's your shout.
Meanwhile, he's thinking, man, this guy's so cut, he doesn't even realise. But really, you remember it all.
Of course you remember.
but now what I do is I wait till he gets like that and do the same thing.
Oh, you acted out.
You turned the tables on him. Well done, Ward.
Get what you can back, guys. Hey, love it or loathe it. I'm next, Jay. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to get your thoughts on using protein powder. So we're going down that avenue in a minute.
Okay. New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. New FM. Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, this is where we get each other's thoughts on the daily topics. This morning, though, I want to get your thoughts, Maddie and Crevo, on using protein powder.
Ooh.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say loathe it. It makes you, I don't know, I've tried a few times. I feel like weird having it.
What do you mean by weird?
I don't know, like a bit sort
of... Like because it's processed and you're not sure what it's doing to your body?
Yeah, and it's just sort of like... I think some of them have, like, caffeine in them and stuff. Like, I don't know.
No. Jeez. It's bad stuff, Creamer.
It's not bad. I'm sure it's perfectly fine, but just tastes a bit weird and I'm not into it.
If you have, like, a reason to take it, absolutely. Like, if you're going to the gym and you know what? If you are a hardcore, like, gym addict and you're going there every single day... I mean, I know because I used to be like that like at least 10 years ago. But, like, there's nothing more rewarding at the end of a big workout... knowing that you get that nice chocolate shake at the end.
It's beautiful. A good feeling.
And it is good. It does help you.
When I was super fit, like back in the bikini days, like Maddie, like you go into the gym a lot, I got super fit at having protein powder in my diet.
I don't like
How times have changed.
Well, I don't like all the creatine and there are so many other things that people take these days. It's not as simple as just have some protein powder.
Well, I'm bringing this up because a lot of people like you, Crevo, sort of like protein powder or... But they don't like the flavours?
He just said he doesn't like it.
Well, no, but like the chocolate... And
yeah, but the flavours can be a big thing to protein powder users, I guess. But I'm bringing this up because we all love Arnott shapes, right?
Of course. And pizza for me, please.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the purple one. Yeah, I like that one too. But I'm bringing this up because Arnott's have actually created their very own shapes protein powder. So you can buy your favourites, like, you know, the pizza, the barbecue, in protein powder form.
Now, that's something I can get behind.
That sounds savory disgusting.
No, it sounds good.
Imagine that. You sprinkle it on your food.
Guys, that's disgusting. You don't eat it. You drink it.
Why not?
Well, yeah, you drink it, but why wouldn't you want to drink the delicious pizza?
Sounds great.
Mystery flavouring that they put on.
Now, if anything's processed and unhealthy for you, it sounds like the shapes flavoured protein shake might be a little bit unhealthy and processed.
You know how on pizza shapes, they used to have, like, the flavour would be, like, a little bit chunky?
Yuck.
Imagine it's like that and you can just eat it with a spoon.
Okay, question for you, Jade. Do you know what this... Would you have, right? Question for both of you, actually.
Yeah.
Take away the protein powder aspect. Would you have a pizza-shaped flavoured milk? Do you think you'd enjoy that? Because, I mean, that's what it is. It's got milk compounds in it.
I wouldn't make it a milk. I'd just eat it.
You wouldn't drink a pizza-flavoured milkshake.
No, not as a liquid. Not as a milkshake. Only because I don't...
How do you think people consume protein powder?
Protein powder is different, though, because it's a meal for a lot of people.
That's true. They do have it as a meal replacement,
bit different.
Right?
Yeah. So I just want to finish with their little tagline they've done for the Shapes protein powder. They've gone, no way, as in W-H-E-Y. Did we just create the yummiest range of protein powder ever? Introducing flavour that you can get in shape with. I was like, that's so clever.
That's pretty clever.
Pretty clever.
And also, I'd say pizza shapes and stuff, probably not the healthiest food. So they've really turned that around.
Yeah, like that's the dream, right? Eating junk food, which tastes good and you don't put on weight.
That is the dream.
They've done it.
Still disgusting. You know when you... The flavour would be familiar, but mixed with the texture of a milk, like a shake, no good.
Oh, I'm in... Crimpy chicken.
Always the cynic, Maddie. Be a bit positive. Try something new.
Yeah.
How about you go to the gym, Crevo? Like, you know what?
I love it when Crevo winds you up.
He is today. I don't know why. Anyway, news time up next. And new FM is 6:50.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
How about that, folks?
Here they come now.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
The Novos.
Up next, if you'd like to win a big old pile of sausages, like if you've always thought, I wish I could have a big pile of sausages, this is your chance because we're playing Beat the Meat.
You know what? There's nothing like you don't want to go food shopping and you look into your freezer and there's a whole heap of sausages there ready to go.
And you sort it, right?
Living the dream.
13:10:09, we need a contestant for Beat the Meat, right? This is your big chance to win free meat.
Always good. Singo's Butcheries, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets
without squeezing the farmers. That's what's so good about them.
All right, we'll play next up.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dog?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Everyone on the team loves to beat the meat, and we've got heaps of sausages up for grabs here, all thanks to Singo's Butcheries, the prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Very simple. All you have to do is yell out stop before the sausages explode.
Very simple. Let's go to Matthew, 34 years old and works in the mines. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good.
Not bad. You just knock off shift or you're heading to work?
No, I just knocked off my last night shift, so...
Oh, happy days. You're going to be sleeping away today?
Yeah, and then hopefully a barbecue.
Do you live, like, close to, like, out at Singleton or something? Where do you live?
Yeah, I live in Muswellbrook. It's only 15 minutes away from work, but, yeah, travel back to Gloucester on my days off.
Oh, good. Big election coming up for you guys.
Yeah.
Big news. Are you sick of seeing politicians around the streets in Muswellbrook? Yeah. It's like, go away.
I'm sick of billboards.
Yeah. Hey, so is your family out at Gloucester then?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, geez. Good on you, man. Like, big sacrifice working away from the family. Yeah, that's, you're doing good as a family.
Actually,
man.
Smart man, really. You making get the family happen. And well, you don't have to put up with them.
Exactly.
True. Watch whatever you want on
you know
TV.
What's good, Matthew. All right.
All right.
Go back to work early when I've had enough.
I've got to go. They've called me in for a shift. Have they, though?
All right. You know how this works. Remember to yell out stop before the sausages explode. Let's beat the meat. One sausage. Four sausages. Six sausages. 12 sausages. 15 sausages. 21 sausages.
Stop.
21.
Yeah. Love your work,
good
man.
Good job, man.
I was getting nervous on that 15, so I'll go one more.
Yeah, good.
You want to know how many we had today?
Yeah, I do.
42 sausages. Oh!
Unbelievable.
That's all right. I'm happy.
Yeah, happy. Good job.
Good on you, man.
Thanks, man. Good appreciate stuff. It. Beat the meat. All thanks to Singo's back next week, guys.
Unbelievable, right? So we all remember the famous story at the start of the year where Lady Gaga's dog walker, Ryan Fisher, got shot walking her dogs and they got
That's
stolen.
Right.
You know, he was shot four times.
He I thought it was lucky once. To be alive.
Well, he's going back to work. It's unbelievable. He's walking dogs again. So we've got to talk about this guy because I don't know if I'd be going into that line of work again.
Dangerous in LA.
Walking down the street.
Well, in LA, if you've got famous dogs.
He wasn't shot once, four times.
Very
well, she
scary.
Needs to hire a security guard to go with him. But anyway, chat more next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're talking Lady Gaga's dog walker back at work.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Lady Gaga's dog walker, Ryan Fisher, he's finally recovered and back at work after he got shot four times while walking her dogs at the start of the year. And the dog nappers managed to take two of three of the dogs at the time. And
she got them back, though, right?
She got them back because somebody... So, basically, Gaga covered her dog walker Ryan's medical expenses. Mm. And she also, at the time, offered a $500,000 reward for the safe return of her two dogs. Now, she copped a bit of flack from it because people... Like, her dogs got returned, but she didn't give the reward money. So, everyone was like, ooh... You know, carrying on like she should have. But apparently the police urged her not to pay the reward money as they had suspicions about the legitimacy of the Good Samaritan. Well, turns out they were dodgy and they actually, there was one of five of them and they got arrested.
So they were all in it together.
Yeah.
The Good Samaritan that returned the dogs was dodgy. Part of the dog walking robbery
syndicate.
Gang.
Yeah. Mm.
Which is pretty wild that that exists as a crime type.
I mean, who's doing that?
Well, obviously,
it's like a very sophisticated ring there of dog stealers.
And do you know what's disappointing, right?
Scary,
so the three of the suspects, James Jackson, 18 years old, Jalen White was only 19, and Lafayette Whaley, 27. So young, they've just thrown their lives away because they're actually now, you know, being put up for murder. You know, attempted robbery, murder, attempted murder. So they're going to be in there for life now. They've just totally destroyed their lives.
I mean, it's stupid.
Over a couple of dogs.
Yeah, totally.
But what sort of blew our minds when we were talking about this yesterday was the fact that this guy's back at work.
Straight back at it.
Walking dogs.
Well,
walking,
I mean,
Lady Gaga's
the streets.
Dogs.
Like, I mean, they caught the culprit, so...
No, but this happens a lot. That's
all the time.
Thing. Like, dogs are getting stolen all the time. And if, you've,
good
got,
on him,
if
like,
you've got a famous person's dogs...
More risk.
Do you know what? Celebrities just shouldn't post about their pets on Instagram and stuff. Then the problem's solved.
Well, that's not fair.
But who knows?
That's
who
true.
Knows what pet belongs to which celebrity if you don't post anything about it? Just
that
a regular
true.
Guy walking regular dogs.
Imagine you not being able to post any pictures of Harry.
Well, I don't.
You do.
I don't really. Do you know,
on
you
your
should
Instagram
be scared,
story.
Jade, because you know what? You're one of the only people in Newcastle celebrities that walk their dog in a pram. Very noticeable. This could happen to you.
Oh, but no, but Jade's got them in a pram so you can rush them away.
They could steal the pram.
Or they could not know if it's dogs in there. They just think it's like a normal lady with a baby.
You guys are ridiculous. That is true. They probably would think it was an actual child.
Yeah, they're going to be looking for dogs.
I think they'd feel sorry for me because they'd be like, this chick's deranged.
I think you're well and truly safe.
I'm just saying, though, regardless of your job, like, you were shot four times. Do you think you would go back to
absolutely
the same job?
Absolutely not. I'd be looking for a new job.
You
for sure.
would.
Yeah, well, especially that.
What if Lady Gaga upped your pay? Still wouldn't be interested? Or you just think, nah, it's not worth the risk?
It's not worth the risk because obviously she's a target, especially since it's been revealed that there's a chance she'd pay out. You know, $500,000.
She was going to spend that $500,000 on a reward to whoever returned the dogs. Hire a security guard to go with.
At a minimum.
To go with the dog walker. Like, she can afford
the job.
Would you do it, Maddie?
What? Go back to work after getting being shot? I don't know. It depends if I lived or not.
Well, you lived.
You live. Say it's the same situation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, that's what he does for work. I mean, that's how he makes a living.
It's like getting back on the horse.
Like, do you let it destroy your entire life, like where you can no longer work and earn money and exist?
I just find a different job, I reckon.
Maybe he's not qualified
for it.
He
honestly sounds like the best dog walker in the world.
It's a sweet deal, though. Like your Lady Gaga's dog walker. He is using that to his advantage.
To be honest.
You reckon?
You're not giving that job up.
No, I think he actually... Well, I think Gaga should be concerned that he might take her dogs. Listen to this quote. He said, I cradled... This is after he'd been shot, right?
Mm.
So he said, I cradled Asia as best I could, thanked her for all the incredible adventures we'd been on together, apologised that I couldn't defend her brothers, and then resolved that I would still try to save them.
As he's sitting there bleeding
and myself
out.
Bleeding out.
Oh, what
on
a flog. That's BS. That's a BS story.
You reckon it's not true?
As if he's cradling the dog on death's door. Like, I'm not giving a crap about the dog. See ya.
It's just,
How about you? If he's got, do you know what? If he has the energy to cradle and talk to the dog, pull your phone out and call your mother.
Well, that's a good point.
Goodbye, Mum.
Good point, well made.
Jeez. Hey, guys, news time up next at New FM. And guys, celebrity beds playing before 9 o'clock this morning. Of course, that 12K tempo betting package has been given away this weekend at Domain Katara. Guys, details soon.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Guys, you might have heard about the drama happening up in Byron at the moment with Netflix, and of course, it's you're all pointing at me. What's the matter?
I don't know. I'm not pointing at you at all.
I'm just saying, go for it, man.
Oh, isn't it my turn?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Anyway, Byron Bay's new Netflix reality show causing a whole heap of drama up there. The locals are not happy. I think they're being such drama queens. They're trying to stop the filming. There's this whole campaign to kick this big Netflix show out of the town. And I'm like, man, it's a show about influencers. You're going to get a whole lot of tourism money. This will be shown all over the world. It's the only town I've ever heard of that doesn't want those big tourism bucks.
Yeah, but that's what they probably don't want. That's a reason why a lot of people move to Byron Bay. It's for the quiet life.
You know what? People don't own the town of Byron Bay. Just because we live in Newcastle, it doesn't mean we own the city.
That's true.
Like, it's got nothing to
own
do with the
streets.
Like, you're very close-minded. These Byron Bay locals. Anyway, these poor people that are starring in this show are just copping it left, right, and centre. And I thought, you know what, man? We should bring this to Newcastle. Like I reckon there'll be, you get your couple of naysayers out there. Oh, don't bring it to the town. Imagine the boost to our economy that a show like this would bring.
Mm. Oh, that's a great idea.
So, do you know what we should do? I think on this show, I want to find a friendship group out there that, you know, you might think, we'd make a good reality show. Let's pitch this to Netflix and get some sort of show happening here.
But we could try.
I mean, I'm just sick of hearing the stories. Like, you've got some influencers in town.
Well, I reckon just leave Byron Bay alone. I think in Newcastle, we've got great beaches. We've got that 5-star hotel opening soon. Things are
happening. Everything is here.
We've got a cool tram line. The city's pumping. Lots of new bars and stuff are opening up.
Well, 13-10-09,
really?
Do you think you and your friends would make a good reality show? And if so, give us a call now and let us know like a story that's happened, maybe a storyline that would make good television.
Now you're talking.
I want to pitch this to Netflix. I think we can do it.
I think so too. I think there's the potential is here. All of the stuff needed. It's all in our city.
No frosty relationship with Netflix from us, right?
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie,
and
Crevo.
Chatting this Byron Bay's Netflix reality show. Mm. Byron Bay does not want this show in their town. And I thought, you know what? We'll take it.
Bring the tourism money this way,
100%.
Right?
Absolutely. Do you know why do people hate influencers so much? I know you do, Crevo. You hate them with a passion, but they are people too. You know what? Live a more interesting life then. If you don't want... You know, these people live an interesting life that people are interested in and want to follow.
Hey, good on them for making money, right? I'm all for that.
But think about the tourism money that will come our way if we said to Netflix, guys, come on over. Newcastle's happy to host it. We've got nicer beaches. I think a better vibe around town. Clearly more friendly.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what, bring it here.
No, I agree.
I'm into it.
I'm actually into this too. Leave Byron Bay alone. Like, do you know what I mean?
Let them have their incense and
their 10,000 people.
Their crystal lattes.
And the thing is, if the show kicked off here, like, maybe it wouldn't be long before we had a theme park, a casino,
all the good stuff.
I really would love to make
happen. Double head here. 13-10-09. First of all, if you live in Newcastle, would you accept a Netflix reality show being filmed here? Or maybe you and your friends are like the perfect candidates to star in a show such as this.
That'll be cool to meet, because if we actually get the right people, potentially we could have a crack at this.
Absolutely. Well, look, Robbie's called up on 13-10-09. Hello, Robbie.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey,
hello, Robbie. Do you think that you and your friends could star in this show if it comes
in? It'd be me and my family.
Okay.
Well, tell us why, Robbie. Why do you think you're reality TV worthy, you and your family?
Well, there's loads of drama. on two sides. There's lots of laughter, there's lots of quirkiness, there's lots of love, but most of all, there's lots of freaking drama.
Would you be comfortable, like, sharing that drama,
all
though?
With the world?
With the world?
Oh, hell yeah, it might stop some of the drama.
All right, Robbie, question for you. Okay, pretend I'm a Netflix producer right now. Okay, Robbie, now, I need you to tell me the one big drama, the biggest drama that's happened in your life in the last 3 months. Tell us now.
Well, I've got one side of a family that keep making false accusations about me, about my grandchildren.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a reality TV storyline, right?
Yeah,
there,
it does.
Right?
Definitely. That's okay, not good, in. Though, that they're...
Robbie's in.
All right, one that's contender. Happening. One contender. Who do we have
Sharon,
next?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How you going with mine, guys?
Yeah, good. Oh, look, you've got the personality already.
Yeah, I like it.
Look, we've got it. Byron Bay and Bogans, and bring it all down here, because we can just go out there and we can make the best little flick that you could imagine, I reckon.
Sharon, tell me why you think the Byron Bay locals are Bogans. What makes you say that?
Well, seriously, my daughter used to live up there, and, you know, she told me some stuff about there, and they're not perfect, you know. They all think they're perfect in Byron Bay, but we're doing all right down here.
Oh, 100%.
We're all hanging out at the Happy Herb Shop, like...
Oh, yeah, you
I get
know.
It. I
so
get it.
So is it your family or your friends that you think would make the better show?
Look, where I live, I'm not even joking here, we could make a show out of that street. It's a little bit like, you know, Bogan City.
Where do you live?
Well, I don't live there anymore. I used to live in Curry, in Western Curry.
Yeah.
And I've moved just in the last couple of days.
Oh, so you want to go back to the street?
What?
I reckon we to could film. Go back to the street with the cameras and we could just film all day and you would be just so excited.
Okay. Interesting.
You know, like, you know, people out here in Newcastle and everywhere, they think their lives are perfect, but there's bogans everywhere.
What
baby.
Do you think makes a bogan?
Oh, look.
Like, what are the traits that make up a bogan?
I love bogans.
Well, apparently I'm a bogan, rightio. You know, I just got...
I wouldn't have said that.
No, and I'm just a normal average person, you know, that doesn't, you know, have a lot of money and just lives life, you know, like...
We're all bogans. We're all bogans at heart, aren't we?
It's all these fake people with all their money that think they're perfect, and you know what? They're not.
Yeah, I'm with you,
I like
Sharon.
This.
Yeah.
This is I'm with you. Potential.
Let's make a reality TV show for the everyday person. I'm off the influencers now. Why am I defending them? It's all about the everyday person.
I'm more interested in watching real people. It's like, that's what I don't like about maths. They're all fake.
Nah.
Well, I can arrange that, you know. Let's control and I could arrange that.
All right, Sharon.
The best show.
What we're doing, Sharon, right? We're doing this on the run right here. We want to, like, put a cast together to go to Netflix and say, look at this show that we've put together. Film it. I reckon you're a big contender. How old are you, Sharon?
I am 52 years old.
52. And how many kids do you have?
I've got 2 kids, 4 grandkids.
Nice one. Lots
and
of
I've got a fake family on one side and I'm the normal bogan.
Oh, good.
You know what?
Perfect.
I like it. I like the sound of
this. Yeah, so do I.
Don't mind a Woodstock on the weekend.
Other lady, we could fit in with that other lady and we could have 2 family bogan films. We'd be gold.
Yeah. Well, look,
I can see it now.
We're going to think about this.
Yeah, we've got your number.
I'm into this idea. Let's build a cast together. Sharon, producer Jackson will take your number. We'll be in touch. We might film something. Send it to Netflix.
All right, good stuff. You've got a plug. You're unreal on the radio.
Thanks, Dom.
Good on you guys for getting your award. And, Jay, just keep telling everyone. That's what we do.
Thank you.
Great day, guys.
Thanks, Shazza.
Cheers, Shazza.
Shazza's a sweetheart.
She is a sweetie.
I love Shazza.
Call any time.
You know
Shazza.
What? Let's build the anti-Byron Bay's cast,
I like
guys.
It in Curry/Western.
Absolutely. If you're from anywhere that people might make fun of, like, you know, out of Windale and places like that, people always put the boot into those places.
Quick to judge.
Yeah.
You know what? The best stories and people are out in these areas. Let's put a show together, pitch it to Netflix.
I love it.
Excellent.
Birthday lotto. $600 up for grabs, guys. basically, we pick a month at random, and if you're born in that month, We spin the birthday balls and you can win the cash. It's that easy. We're looking for someone born in the month of
March.
March, babies. 13 10 09 if you'd like to play.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
I love this part of our day. It's where we get to give away free cash. For you, to you, I should say. Tiffany from Minmai, you were born in March and you've given us a call to spin our birthday balls. How's it going out there this morning? Bit colder here.
Yeah, 4 degrees this morning. Nice and cold.
Do you have a fireplace?
No, just the aircon.
Oh, bit chilly.
Oh, well, aircon is great. Like if you got it's
a little bit passive aggressive there, Jay. The rich and famous only have fireplaces.
No, they don't.
Us regular folk.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Fireplaces is a working class.
Yeah, if anything, it's cheaper.
Hey, Tiffany, we're chatting about the reality show before. Do you think you would be a good person to star on this show?
No, not too much drama for me, but I'd definitely be keen to watch it.
More real people instead of like maths fakeness.
Yeah, definitely. We watch maths, but it's, you know, a bit overrated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like maths now. I used to hate it.
You're back. Maddie's right into
all
it.
All right,
now.
Let's do it. Let's spin these birthday balls for you. If your birthday comes out, Tiffany, you win 600.
I have a good feeling today, Tiffany.
Do you?
Hopefully, you didn't jinx it. Hold on, here we go. All right, I've pulled out.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, fingers crossed you were born on the 28th of March.
No, the 8th.
Damn it. Do you know, that's so crazy. Tough. I pulled 28th out three times in a row. Twice
really?
Yesterday and
what
today.
What are the chances?
I know.
Wow.
30 each time or 31.
Hey, guys, Where the Whiz Kid is on the air next. Plus, Birthday Lotto, of course, back before 9 o'clock. And don't forget, Celebrity Beds. We have a brand new celebrity under the covers we're going to play very soon at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Clevo.
Kids World, Playland, Green Hills. Fun, food, play. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. FM's Weather
Whiz
Kid with the Novos.
Hi, it's Logan Brown from Holy Spirit Curry Curry, giving a big shout out to my friends and sisters, Michaela, Emerald, Aurora, and Rosemary. Now to the weather. A sunny day ahead with light winds. Surf conditions are maybe more powerful than they appear and are expected to be hazardous for coastal activities such as rock fishing and swimming. We are expecting a top temperature of 22 degrees in the city and 22 degrees inland. Mostly sunny with light winds on Thursday and partly cloudy with a chance of a shower, most likely in the morning and afternoon on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Oh, what a little cutie. Good job, Logan. Good job, brother. Yeah. Holy Spirit at Curry. Amazing job. If you want to be our next New FM Weather Whiz Kid, newfm.com.au. And, of course, he does pick up a Kids World birthday party, guys.
Amazing, right? So good. You definitely want to win that. But up next, we have to talk about something that, Jade, you brought up yesterday after the show. Made me quite upset because I feel like I have been robbed.
Really?
Robbed of my future earnings. I'm quite upset about the whole situation.
No.
Couldn't sleep last night. Basically, Domino's Pizza, which is a company you're a big fan of, Maddie.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, we enjoy Domino's around the team.
Yeah, we do.
Uncle Don.
Over in Japan, they've unveiled their newest invention. Well, they're calling it their newest invention. It's the pizza rice bowl. And essentially, instead of a pizza base, you have a bowl of rice, and then all the toppings go on top of that. Now, you were like, oh, this is quite cool, Jade. I was like, I thought of that years ago.
You did?
Yeah, years ago.
I don't know if you can just claim that.
I was making pizza rice bowls at least five years ago.
Okay, talk us through what's involved in a pizza rice bowl. So is it just like rice with pizza topping on top?
Essentially, yeah. You get a bowl of rice, not too deep.
Yeah.
Probably about 2 centimetres deep. And then on top of that, put a bit of tomato paste. And then obviously you want to sprinkle your mozzarella, a bit of cheddar cheese, then maybe some pepperoni or sliced ham, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then you stick it in either the oven or if you're in a hurry, the microwave will work just as well.
Yeah.
And there you have it, pizza rice bowl. I thought of this idea ages ago.
To be honest, Creva, I think that's actually just a natural thing that somebody would try at some point. I don't think you've invented pizza rice.
I don't know.
I was doing this 5 years ago. Now Domino's is making bank off my invention.
Do you know what it sounds like?
I would never think to try that.
Of course you would.
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's a uni student with no money, university student, no money, just putting something together with the things that are in the fridge and cupboard. That's how this invention started. Look, it's not yours.
All inventions have like a genesis, and my invention has been stolen, and they're getting rich in
Japan.
You're
a regular Thomas Edison.
I'm quite upset about the whole situation. Anyway, I thought, let's do this. 13-10-09, did someone like use an idea that you thought of and get rich off it? Because I reckon it happens. Like, stuff comes out, you go, I thought of that ages ago.
All right.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creva.
We're asking you, what was your invention that got stolen?
Jade, Maddie and Creva.
Yeah, so, like, this is all because Domino's Pizza in Japan, they've come out with the pizza rice bowl, which is basically...
Sounds delicious.
A bowl of rice. Yeah, it is delicious because I came up with it about 5 years ago. I've been doing this for years. You get a bit of rice and in a small bowl, and then you put the pizza toppings on. Some nice pizza sauce, like a tomato paste, some delicious mozzarella cheese, bit of cheddar maybe as well. And I even came up with my own spin where I fry the pepperoni so it has a great crispness to it.
Yeah.
And put that on top.
Interesting. See,
I don't know if you can claim food as an invention.
No, absolutely.
You absolutely can.
How many people did you tell about this idea? Or make it for?
Probably a good few people. And I think that's where my issue was.
Well, Jade's got the right idea because she comes up with all kinds of harebrained schemes and she refuses to tell anybody.
Exactly.
The
you think I'm crazy because I will never tell you guys. But.
And now I'm starting to see why you do that. Because you know what? Thinking back on this, I even think I made this for some of my Japanese friends.
You know what?
I think they've gone home... And one of them's working at Domino's and has sold this idea and they're getting rich off my hard blood, sweat and tears.
Creva, I get it. You're not the only one who's been hard done by, though. I had this ingenious idea to get glow-in-the-dark tent ropes. It's been done. I thought, you know what, that's a moneymaker right there, because I don't know if you've ever
put up
a tent and you trip over there at night, especially when you're trying to go to the toilet at the campsite.
Very few people are buying glow-in-the-dark ropes.
No, you'd be surprised. Glow-in-the-dark tent ropes, but it's been done.
We put this up on Facebook. Tammy says, when I was 16, which was 24 years ago, I came up with the idea of the mobile dog wash. Kicking myself now.
That's the thing.
That's a big claim there, like a mobile, the inventor of the mobile dog wash.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it was around then, though.
It stays with you, you know, and I think this is going to stay with me for the rest of my life. I'll never forgive myself for not promoting it and making the big coin off it that I deserve. Domino's, they stole this. And I'll never forgive myself.
Oh, you can't, they didn't steal it.
I'm telling you that one of my friends must have taken it and they've sold it to Domino's Japan.
Ugh. Have you come up with anything, Maddie?
No, I'm not pretending.
It's too hard to think, isn't it, sometimes?
Excuse me? No, Jade. I'm not delusional like you and Grevo.
This is my thing, and I'll regret this for the rest of my life.
Big money gone.
Gone.
I might make it for dinner tonight, though. Sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah. You can name the recipe now.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Have you ever invented anything, or are you harder thinking sometimes?
No,
well?
I invented the wheel and some guy stole.
Oh, didn't.
Damn it. Gwyneth Paltrow, her JJ candle in a bit of trouble. Also, too, Pink's revealed the secret to a 15-year marriage.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Producer Jackson, oh my God, I want to hear about this Gwyneth Paltrow drama and problems with her vajayjay candle. What's wrong with it?
So it's that candle that smells like her lady bits. Mm. She's being sued by somebody in Florida because...
That smells like mine.
Yeah, well, they're alleging that the candle explodes and suffers catastrophic failure during the candle's normal usage because of a design defect in manufacturing.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, but Goop's hit back. They're saying that because this person wants $5 million.
Oh, what a joke.
Yeah, they're saying we're confident that this claim is frivolous and an attempt to secure an outsized payment from a press-heavy product like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle. They say they stand behind their brand and the products that they make and the safety testing that's gone into putting this candle together and getting it distributed. So they're basically giving a big middle finger to this woman in Florida.
Yeah. That's what on him.
Like, wild to ask for $5 million.
That's insane.
Yeah, much, jeez.
For something that also, too, hasn't happened, they're just claiming that it could potentially fail on them. They haven't actually had a candle explode and melt their face off.
That's proper madness, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. That you know, I lose faith in humanity when I hear stories like that.
Has anyone ever smelt this candle?
No, but I want to, so I've just pulled it up on goop.com. Listen to the description. With a funny, gorgeous, sexy, and beautifully unexpected scent, this candle is made with geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose and ambrette seed to put us in the mind of fantasy, seduction, and sophisticated warmth. Who describes their vagina like that, honestly?
Well, that's a great question. I mean...
She can describe it however she wants.
We should try and get our hands on one.
I'd love to do a giveaway with these.
Apparently they release them on specific dates, which I might find out, but they sell out so fast. So
really?
I might keep an eye on that. Yeah, apparently they're very hard to come by.
Let's contact them directly.
$75. You can put it on Afterpay, though.
Only $7.50 a month.
Yeah, no, it's sold out on the website at the moment. Yeah. So,
what's this about Pink?
Yeah, I was going to say, someone whose candle probably wouldn't be as popular as Pink's. She's opened up about a 15-year marriage and...
Pink stink.
So the reporter on the MTV Music Award carpet said, like, you were a part of the I Don't Need a Man Club and now you've secured a pretty successful Hollywood marriage. So she's opened up about that.
I was.
And then when
I'm still in that club, but I just happen to have a wonderful man by my side. But I don't, neither one of us need each other. We choose each other. Would you agree?
I agree. Definitely.
So you're saying you don't need me?
See how they jazz it up with some exotic dance music behind her because she's actually so boring to listen to.
Has to be, and needs the jazz music behind her.
I didn't realize you disliked her so much.
I'm not a fan of Pink. The only video that I've enjoyed of Pink is her being reefed off the stage because they didn't rig her little flying machine.
You know what? If you work in radio, you'll get it. Radio loves Pink. We hear a lot of Pink.
A lot.
We play
it doesn't matter
lot.
What station
so
you work
though.
At. They are good. People love Pink. Do you know what, though? Honestly, her and Carrie Hart, they had a couple of bumps sort of maybe like 5 to 7 years ago around the time she released Stupid
That's
Girls.
Right.
But they're pretty solid in terms of a Hollywood couple. Like, it's good.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable for Hollywood. Because it's like dog years with Hollywood years in marriage. No, I was going to say, so in terms of that, it's like they've been married for 50 years.
100. She's opened up about mum guilt as well and how she feels like going on the road. Because she's got this new movie coming out. I think it might be on Netflix or something like that.
Oh,
and
right.
Leaving her kids behind.
I don't not have guilt. I have guilt every day. I beat the crap out of myself as a mom, but I constantly check in with them and they're very joyous little people. And so I must be doing something right. I hit the lottery with our kids.
There's no way a mother can walk away from her babies and not think about them every single second.
That last bit's a bit of a taste of that documentary. I will say this about Pink. She seems like a great mum. The one thing that irks me about Pink, though, is in all of her interviews, she sits there and says, oh, it's not fair for the industry to pit women against women, but she actively attacked other women like Christina Aguilera in her music in the 2000s, so I just don't get her. She rubs me the wrong way.
Maybe she's grown up. You know, sometimes people say things they don't mean at the time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they just say, they don't think and they say things.
Poor old Jessica Simpson copped it.
I know, but in an argument to that where people sit there and say things that they don't mean in a conversation, that's fine. But she actively did a video clip that she would have had to plan for months and months and months.
Stupid girls.
To take other girls down. So, I mean, anyway, I should get back in my box because all of Newcastle's going to come for me. We love Pink here.
No.
It's all right. You can have your opinion.
I actually forgot about that film clip now. I do remember it was the boots are made for walking, like when she had those hot pants.
You stupid girls.
Yeah, I do remember.
She dressed up in like the bikini washing the car. Wasn't she taking off Jessica Simpson in that music video she did?
Yeah, the boots are made for walking. Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Pink, we love her. She's the Ellen of music, isn't she?
Oh.
I don't know about that.
When Pink and Ellen combine.
Well, she wrote the Ellen DeGeneres theme song.
I know.
So gross.
Wow.
Oh, guys, hey, we are playing UFM Celebrity Beds up next. This is such a great prize, guys. $12,000 worth of bedding up for grabs.
Yeah, okay. So, just to tell you a little bit more about this bed, you get the Tempur Geneva Queen Cloud mattress.
Oof.
Ooh, sounds amazing. Sleeping on a white fluffy cloud. Tempur Ergo Queen Adjustable Base. It's good to be able to... Any bed that's adjustable.
That's got to be good,
it's
right?
It's got to be good. You can also get the Tempur Thermo Cool Mattress Protector Pack. Nothing worse than trying to sleep in summer...
On a hot mattress.
On a hot mattress. And I bet you that hot, stinky mattress doesn't feel like a cloud. So no, you want to win this.
It's your last week to get your name into the draw. We are doing it this Saturday at Domain Katara. All you need to do to get into that draw this morning is tell us who our brand new celebrity is hiding under the covers. Let's take a listen.
To be honest, when I went there, I didn't know I'd enjoy it as much as I have. I was going to give my all, but it's been an awesome experience.
Great grab.
Interesting, interesting.
Tonight's player.
Oh, you gave it away. Okay, if you think you know who that is, 13-10-09, we'll play after the news and UFM.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Rate the music now. It's back, guys. Newfm.com.au. We have one of five Exchange Hotel gift vouchers just by completing the survey. It takes around 6 minutes.
They're very simple and a chance to win a great prize. Please get on there and do it. Help us sort out the music here.
Yeah, you can dive, dance at the Exchange, Beaumont Street, Hamilton.
You can drive. How do you drive? Don't drive there.
That's what it says. It says dine, drive, dance at the Exchange, Beaumont Street, Hamilton.
There you go. Beautiful
food. I don't know if that's
there.
A typo from...
No, that's right.
UFM.com.au. More prizes, though. The winning continues right now, though, with UFM Celebrity Band. You're going to say my name,
say my name. Regular sleep supports a healthy future. For the best night's sleep, talk to the experts at Domain Bedding, Maitland and Katara. UFM's Celebrity Beds.
You right there?
Yeah, I love this game. I'm pumped.
Hey, fun, yeah.
12K worth of Tempur bedding to the winner, which we're announcing on Saturday at Domain Katara. All you need to do to get into the draw, to get your ticket to the major draw, is tell us who this celebrity is.
To be honest, when I went there, I didn't know I'd enjoy it as much as I have. I was going to give my all, but it's been an awesome experience.
Yeah. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Hello, Wayne.
Hello.
Hey, man. Welcome to the show.
Who do you think it is, Wayne?
Sorry?
Who do you think the celebrity is?
Pierce, Mitchell Pierce.
Correct. Yeah, well done.
You're in the draw. Good luck, my man.
When did you last buy a bed, Wayne?
Sorry?
When did you last buy a bed?
A while.
A while? Yeah, yeah. What kind of mattress do you have?
I think it's a King Cole or something.
Oh, well, look, yeah, I tell you what, you won't beat this Tempo mattress if you win this thing. It's great.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about it for days.
It'll be pretty good. But, guys...
Man, I've seen less delay when we've talked to people in bloody Russia.
Yeah, I know.
Congratulations, Wayne. All thanks to Domain Katara, Maitland, and and Katara, and we'll be there.
Yeah, but all the way from Russia to here in Newcastle, we're going to be kicking off our boot camp, guys. So if you want to work out with us and get fit, it's very hard to... Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing. I'm all good. I'm just enjoying my day.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, anyway, we're going to talk more about our boot camp you can get involved with very soon. All thanks to EMF Fitness Centre at Katara.
I'm so excited. Usually people get, super fit during summer. It's too late for that summer bod.
Well, technically, you've got to do it in winter.
We're doing it in winter to get super fit
for summer. We're doing
That's the right way. This is the smart way of doing it.
We want to get fit with the whole of Newcastle. Jade and I have really gone downhill with our gym.
Well, me too.
I had this moment the other day where Ben gave me a hug. And he could grab my back flaps, you know, like
a couple of handles.
Yeah.
What?
My back flaps. I called them my back flaps. I don't know if that's what they're called.
It's a family show.
But yeah, it is. Like, you know when you get those little love rolls at the back?
Yeah.
I've got them too. I've been on a diet for a couple of weeks now. I'm so moody.
It was disgusting. It was a real wake-up call for me. So I'm getting my act together.
All right, we'll tell you more about this boot camp after.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, very chilly today. 21 the top around the lake. Currently 12 degrees there. And we are so excited to launch something very special. We are getting fit for summer with the Novos Boot Camp.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Yeah, this is going to be huge, guys. We're teaming up with EMF at Katara and their team of trainers there. And I'm pumped up for this. We're going to the foreshore. We're going to get fit. We're going to get lean. Because I refuse to be a bear this winter and just hibernate indoors. I want to look good and feel good. Just be like, I don't even have to be, I don't want to be a size 6. I just want to feel good in myself that when I go out to the beach in this summer, I'm confident.
But you know what?
That's good.
So guilty of this. I don't know about you guys, but I always leave like my fitness right until the last minute. So it's December comes around. You want to take your shirt off at the beach, pop those little board shorts on, and you just can't because you've left it so late. So what we want to do is we want to take charge this year and, like, take control of our lives back. And I'm so happy to be involved with EMF Fitness because they're such a great new gym. They're very professional. And this boot camp's such a great way to maybe kickstart this journey together.
And
that's right.
I don't want it to be so much a thing. Like, whatever motivates you to get fit and be healthy is all the power to you, you know what I mean? But for me, it's not so much about... Like, I know I just mentioned before that, like, for me, it was like when my husband, I had a little bit of a wake-up call when he gave me a hug the other day and he could grab my little back flaps. And I just thought to myself, you know what? Like, I'm comfortable in myself. Like, I do own that. Mm. But the thing is, it's more so for me, it was a wake-up call about my health. Because if I keep on putting on the weight, even though I'm quite comfortable with the way that I look... It's not going to be good. Like, I don't want to die from a heart attack because it's a slippery slope if you just keep,
That's true.
For me, that's the key thing. I'm just saying, like, it's important to embrace yourself. But for me, it's more so the health that I want to really
There's an increased risk of heart attack, but, I mean, that's not, like, the only thing. There are so many other health conditions.
Oh, 100%. Like diabetes. My dad has type 2 diabetes. And, like, I know for him, when he exercises... He does take control of that.
That's right.
Which is really important.
Well, and it's so, like, important to feel comfortable within yourself. And I know for me, and I know a lot, guys always get overlooked in this department.
Do you?
No, 100%. You know, guys go through the same feelings that women do when it comes to their weight and their physical appearance. And it's a confidence killer at times. And I've suffered my entire life from, you know, not thinking that I'm... fit enough or look good enough or I'm healthy enough. I've really suffered with my own body image over the years. And, you know, people think, oh, you know, love who you are and, you know, love your the skin you're in. I get that. But there's nothing wrong with, you know, wanting to just look and feel how you have always dreamt of feeling.
Yeah.
And looking.
No, I get it.
So
get it.
I'm really committed. And do you know what? There are so many people out there like you and I, Jade, mm-hmm. and you too, Crevo. Yeah. Like you go through your own yo-yo diet weight journey because sometimes you're like fully going to the gym and eating well and saying no to that slice of cake. And other times I know you go open to it, you know,
right?
Yeah,
that's right. And like the thing I want to get out of it is I find that if you are able to increase your fitness, you get a lot clearer mind and you're also it's just a great endorphin rush as well when you're in the moment and you're doing it. It's just amazing. Like, it's so good for your mental health.
I agree with that. And so we want you to come on this journey with us, but kickstart your own journey. So it's all happening, guys, at the foreshore with EMF Katara on Saturday, the 29th of May. You can actually sign up now at our website. Just go to newfm.com.au. Secure your spot. Come along. You get to hang out with us. We'll have a laugh while we exercise. I guarantee it.
Yeah, because this is not the, you know, we're not the fittest people in Newcastle.
No.
By a long shot. So it's not a high
pressure situation.
I'm not
on a billboard anytime soon. So
putting that
out there.
You're squashing that, are you?
Yeah, I am. So come along and have some fun with us and, you know, get fit and healthy and, you know, it might just be the first step you take to, you know, joining a gym and going on that path.
Do you know what we'll do as well? I think we should make a little, like, online community of the people that do want to come along on this journey with us. We'll create a Facebook page. We can, you know, interact. We can go on walks together. We can work out together. I think this is a fantastic thing. During winter, don't sit on your bum.
Yeah.
Get fit and be healthy.
Yeah, so it's next weekend.
Yeah. It's only 10 days away.
10 days away.
Newfm.com.au. Sign up. Come along with us.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Birthday lotto.
$600. Easy money today, guys. All you need is a birthday to play. We pick a month at random. And if your birthday comes out of the birthday ball machine, you win the cash. Crevo.
It's come up July.
All right. If you were born in July 13, 10, 09, we're going to take your calls after this at
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Worth $600 today. And Crevo, which month are we looking for?
July.
Come up July.
July, babies. Let's do it.
This is The Novos.
Here we go. Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Oh, yes. All you need is a birthday to play this
Very
one.
Simple,
Very
right?
simple,
right? It's time to meet Diane from Warners Bay as well. Interesting coincidence. You just gave the temperature out there. She's a disability worker, has 13 grandkids.
Oh, good stuff.
And the only thing she can do in her downtime is sleep and would be keen to come along to the boot camp.
Oh, awesome. Oh, no, she's gone.
Oh, mine too. Sorry. Hey, Diane, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Diane. Yeah, really good. So you want to come along to our boot camp? That's cool.
Mate, I said I would, but I really haven't got the time.
Oh, fair enough.
Sorry,
well, you stay home.
That's all right. We were really holding you to it, Diane.
I know you were.
I was. I got excited. I was like, come on, Diane.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I'd love to, but yeah. No, very busy with work and family. And
Yeah, 13 no, grandkids. That's incredible.
I know it is.
What's the oldest and youngest?
Oldest is 15, youngest is 3.
Do you have a favourite?
I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah,
Mine then has a favourite. I'm hers, I think.
They always do.
Look, I have two, but I'm not going to say who it is.
Can you please say all their names? Like, can you do it really quick? So, like, the alphabet, like 13 of them?
Not the alphabet, but I can say them really quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. Giselle, Ace, Amber, Jasmine, Gemma, Phoenix, Tyler, Lockie, Caden, Jackson. Who have I forgot? I forgot three. West, Taj. I've still forgot one. Eight.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, good job.
All right.
That's
let's spin these birthday balls for Diane.
All right, here we go.
Please.
So how many kids do you have out of curiosity?
I've got four. You know Brooke, my Down syndrome daughter. You've met Brooke before.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, big shout out to Brooke this morning.
Hey, Brooke.
She said to say hi to you guys. I've just dropped her off.
Oh,
that's lovely.
Well, look, I hope you're born on the 17th of July.
19th.
Oh,
you bloody goddess.
Achingly close.
Thanks, Diane. Appreciate it. Hope the family as well.
Yeah.
Back tomorrow, guys. Look, the show's over, and I just want to apologise on air for being such a difficult Nancy on the show today because I'm quitting smoking, and man, my moods are like a roller coaster.
Well, look, it's part of the journey.
Yeah.
We all go through stuff in life, and good
on
you,
man. It just happens, like, when you quit smoking, man, I can't help it. Mm. Yeah, I've been a real prickly pear today. Sorry.
Well, you're 2 weeks in, and, like, it'll only get better.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're doing good.
Keep up the good work. Thanks. It's worth it for your health.
Absolutely. And I appreciate the self-awareness. It's good.
I mean, we go through it as well sometimes, you know. We all go through moods.
Oh, 100% we do.
Everyone does. And that
yours are a little bit more heightened at the moment.
Look,
that's okay.
Yeah. Look, you know, you're doing good, man.
Thanks.
Keep it up.
Thanks. 105 commercial free coming up next with Jackson. Lucky you don't cop it. You're in the other room. And I actually don't think I would give you attitude, Jackson, because you're backhand.
But you'd be too scared to. But I just lost my stuff because you said prickly pear. I've never heard that before.
Haven't you?
No.
It's a thing.
The funniest thing I've ever heard. Ella Henderson is coming up.
Now, fresh with Tom Grennan, yeah?
Yes. Tones and I.
Oh, Jade's fave.
Yeah, yes. Another one that's made Byron Bay unbearable. Tones and I. Oh, my God. Morgan Evans as well,
love
and
this
Day
song.
Drunk.
Oh, Doesn't age.
I'm going to add that to my repertoire. Prickly pear.
It's free to use.
Don't forget to rate the music now, guys. Tell us how we're doing with the music. Newfm.com.au. You could win one of five $100 exchange hotel gift cards. Ooh. Yes, Jade.
And if you're feeling like a sloth at work, like a big old slug behind the desk, like I sometimes feel, sign up to our boot camp. We're going to get active together.
Newfm.com.au. It's all there. 8:58. Catch you tomorrow. Bye.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.